guys. Bye.
Thanks, David, for sending that in. Appreciate it. David likes to think of his 70s trailer like I like to think of my 60s. You know, it was built in 59, so it's like could it be closer to a 59? Like his is built in 69. It's, you know, so I mean he's pretty close to being like in a 60s model, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. But it Overlander is not a 25 foot.
No. So, what do you think he has? An Overlander or a 25-foot trailer?
Sounds to me like a 27, if it's an Overlander.
Yeah.
Well, what? Other than that, it's a 25-foot Tradewind.
Tradewind, there you go. So you sent him some axles?
Yes. That was, I don't know, a few weeks ago, I guess. And obviously, they got there.
That was nice. They sent him all the way to his house, which he wasn't counting on. That made it easy.
Yeah, well, that's kind of surprising. But I've never heard that before, but anything's possible in the shipping world, I guess.
Very cool. So what's this about the air conditioner? I've heard that, too. These older air conditioners have easy-to-get parts and whatnot. Are they worth putting the effort into them?
I've never worked on them, but I've been told that, I guess it's the same folklore, I suppose, that they're American-made, better quality, blah, blah, blah. One thing I do know, though, that everybody said, they are noisier and they are less efficient, and I suppose heavier. But, I guess heavy, less efficient, noisy things last a long time.
Yeah. And I guess they're easier to troubleshoot and get parts for, but like you said, yeah. Noisy, better have a good power source when you're running.
Exactly.
Have you run into that, Rob? Are you still there? I'm just trying to see if you're still there, because I haven't heard anything. And the cell phone noise went away. Okay, I guess Rob's gone. I will try and get him back here. So what do you don't know any restorers in Oregon that...
No, but maybe I should be opening up a branch office out there. Give me a good reason to see the West Coast again.
Yeah, no kidding. That was me hanging up on Rob. I'm trying to call him back.
You'd be available to work a day a week, I guess, right?
Yeah, there you go. I could do that. So, yeah, unfortunately, there's not much. You had to come into California, I'm sure.
That's just next door.
Yeah. Oh, I hung up. I didn't hang up. Put him on hold. Here you go. We got you back. We lost you there.
Yeah, I lost you. There's one spot there in Emmitsburg, Maryland, a dead spot for about 2 miles.
You know, back in the day, you would pull over to do the show, you know. I think we're losing respect there, Colin.
I think so.
Well, the GPS says 1 o'clock a.m. arrival time, and so... I pull over, I won't get there till 3.
All right, well, just for that, you got to answer the second question. Any Oregon Airstream restorers for David?
Any Oregon Airstream restorers? Well, what was the guy's name that was on the back of the Airstream Life? Trailer, Rich's trailer. What was it? He was a big... big contributor for Airstream Rich's Tour of America.
Sutton.
Sutton.
Yeah, but he doesn't restore. He just sells dealers. He's a dealer.
Yeah, he's a dealer in Oregon. I don't know of any restoration guys.
There was a guy that was polishing out there, but I don't know if he's still in business.
What's Oregon?
It was always right a river that Craig Dorsey was... There was always the rumor that Craig Dorsey was going to Oregon, but he ended up in Nova Scotia. So,
oh,
yep,
that's where he's at, because I just got a 1958 Trailer Life magazine from him from Nova Scotia.
Very good.
But I'm sorry, Tim. That's your neck of the woods, Tim.
Well, out here in my neck of the woods, we do it ourselves.
That's your neighboring state, right?
Yeah. Actually, we've been up there with the trailer. It's really nice up there. That was the only...